AQShning yaqinda Toshkentda bo'lib qaytgan bosh diplomatlaridan biri O'zbekiston bilan aloqalar yaqin kelajakda iliqlashadi degan umidda. Hozirgina studiyaga kirib kelgan hamkasbimiz Navohar Imomova salaval bu diplomat bilan yuzma-yuz suhbatda bo'ldi. Navohar yaqindagina Amerika ovozi AQSh davlat kotibining Janubiy va Markaziy Osiyo masalalari bo'yicha muavini Richard Boucher bilan gaplashganida O'zbekiston bilan munosabatlar olg'a siljimayapti qabilida javob olgan edik.
Darhaqiqat Nasiba Boucherning o'rinbosari Evan Feigenbaum O'zbekistonga 3 kunlik tashrifini juda samarali deb ta'riflamoqda.
Actually, I had a very good schedule of meetings. It was the first visit by a US official at my level in about 6 months. I had a very robust schedule of meetings. I met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Minister of Defense, President's Security Advisor.
Bu mening darajamda AQShdan o'tgan 6 oy ichida qilingan ilk tashrif bo'ldi. O'zbekiston tashqi ishlar vaziri, mudofaa vaziri va prezidentning xavfsizlik bo'yicha maslahatchisi bilan uchrashdim.
Actually, all told, 8 or 9 government meetings.
AQSh O'zbekistonni asosan inson huquqlari ahvoli yomonligi va islohotlar surati pastligi borasida tanqid qilib keladi. AQSh davlat kotibining siyosiy masalalar bo'yicha o'rinbosari Nikolas Byorns Vashingtonning O'zbekistonda ijobiy o'zgarish bo'lishi uchun ta'sir o'tkazish imkoniyatlari cheklangan dedi. Feigenbaumning aytishicha esa AQSh O'zbekistonni islohotlar qil, huquq ahvolini yaxshila deya majburlamoqchi emas.
We're not trying to force the Uzbek government to do anything. What we see is an opportunity to build a true multidimensional partnership.
O'zbekiston hukumatini hech narsa qilishga majburlamoqchi emasmiz, biroq ko'p qirrali hamkorlikni yo'lga qo'yish uchun cheksiz imkoniyatlar bor. Bu yangilik emas. AQSh O'zbekistonda elchixona ochganiga 15 yil bo'lyapti. AQSh O'zbekiston o'rtasida strategik hamkorlik imzolanganiga esa 5 yil. Bu hujjat chuqur munosabatlarga zamin yaratadi. Xavfsizlik, savdo, yonilg'i, demokratik islohotlar va inson huquqlari, tabiat muhofazasi, suv xo'jaligi, ta'lim sohasi va hokazo.
So, it's not a secret. We've had some differences. We've had a very rough time for the last 2 years. But we think the basis for the US-Uzbek relationship is very clear.
To'g'ri, aloqalarimiz o'tgan 2 yil ichida juda qiyin ahvolga tushib qoldi, lekin vaziyatdan chiqishning yo'llari bor. Qaytaraman, biz O'zbekistonga bosim o'tkazmoqchi emasmiz. Kelishmovchiliklarni tan olamiz, biroq maqsad amaliy, real hamkorlik. Farqlarni hisobga olgan holda oldinga intilish. Toshkentga shu sabab bordim. O'zbekiston hukumati oldida ham shu vazifa turibdi.
We're not trying to force anybody to do anything. We think that it's very much in mutual interest.
AQShning inson huquqlari dunyo bo'ylab qay ahvolda ekan haqidagi xulosalari va O'zbekistondagi holatni keskin tanqid qilgani rasmiy Toshkentda norozilik uyg'otgan. O'zbekiston Tashqi ishlar vazirligi nazarida AQSh mamlakatni ko'r-ko'rona nishonga olmoqda. Amerika diplomatlari, jumladan Feigenbaum, bu kabi qarshilikdan hayron emas.
I don't think there's any relationship in the world where countries agree on everything. And so the challenge we have is to take the declarations that both sides have made, that they're committed to cooperation, and to try to turn those declaratory statements into tangible actions.
Dunyoda hech bir davlat boshqa bir davlat bilan har jihatdan kelisha olmaydi. O'zbekiston va AQSh hamkorlikka bel bog'laganmi? Demak, qog'ozdagi bayonotlarni voqelikka aylantirishi lozim.
It's not a secret, as I said, that human rights is one of those areas. I saw the statements out of Tashkent.
Inson huquqlari bobida bir fikrda emasmiz. Toshkentdan kelayotgan bayonotlarni o'qidik. Hisobotimiz qorinayotganidan ajablanmayapmiz. Lekin tahlilnomamiz Toshkentdagi hamkasblarimizni ham ajablantirmagan bo'lsa kerak. Inson huquqlari borasida muloqotni davom ettirish kerak.
I'm not surprised, just as I doubt that my Uzbek colleagues were particularly surprised by anything in the human rights report.
Yana bir masala AQSh Markaziy Osiyoda iqtisodiy hamkorlik mintaqani Janubiy Osiyo bilan yaqinlashtirish haqida ko'p gapiryapti. Afg'oniston qo'shni, biroq mintaqada hech bir davlat uni yaqin hamkor deb bilmaydi. Hamma Rossiya va Xitoyga katta umid bilan qaramoqda. Shunday ekan, Markaziy Osiyo AQSh tashabbuslariga ijobiy javob beradi deb o'ylashga nima asos bor deya so'raymiz bosh diplomat Evan Feigenbaumdan.
Well, Central Asians are skeptical when Americans talk about regional integration because American officials have been talking about it now for more than 15 years. We mean a few things by integration. One thing we mean is integration with each other.
Markaziy Osiyoda AQShning integratsiya g'oyalariga ishonqiramay qarashlarini bilamiz, chunki bu borada 15 yildan beri gapirib kelamiz. Biz uchun mintaqa davlatlarining o'zaro hamkorlarga aylanishi muhim. Bu iqtisodni, tinchlikni mustahkamlaydi.
We are, as your question implied, also encouraging them to integrate economically with their neighbors. And when I say with their neighbors, I mean in every direction on the compass, north, west, east, and south.
Biz integratsiya deganda shimol, janub, g'arb va sharq bilan hamkorlikni nazarda tutamiz. To'g'ri, janub, xususan Afg'oniston bilan ishlashga chorlab kelyapmiz. Chunki mamlakatda yangi imkoniyatlar paydo bo'lmoqda.
But that's not to the exclusion of the other directions. It's really because we see opportunities there that just were not available 4 or 5 years ago.
AQSh tashqi siyosatini respublikachi prezident Bush va davlat kotibasi Kondoliza Rais belgilaydi. Bu boshqaruv nazarida xavfsizlik, terrorga qarshi kurash, inson huquqlari va demokratik islohotlar juda muhim. Endilikda Kongressda hukmron demokratlar respublikachi prezident bilan tashqi siyosatda har doim ham hamfikr emas. AQShning Markaziy Osiyo bo'yicha javobgar diplomatlaridan Feigenbaumdan Kongress o'zgardi, O'zbekistonga qolaversa, butun Markaziy Osiyoga nisbatan strategiya o'zgarishi mumkinmi deb so'radik.
Well, it's interesting to ask that question. Actually, I think American policy towards Central Asia has been remarkably consistent for 15 years. And it doesn't matter whether it was the previous Bush administration or was the Clinton administration.
Savolingiz qiziq bir haqiqatni ko'tardi. Bilasizmi, AQShning Markaziy Osiyoga nisbatan siyosati o'tgan 15 yildan beri deyarli o'zgargani yo'q. Boshidan nimani xohlagan bo'lsak, hozir ham shu. Biz mintaqada haqiqatan mustaqil, suveren davlatlarni ko'rishni istaymiz. Toshkentda bo'lganimda O'zbekiston rasmiylariga 2002-yilda imzolangan strategik hamkorlik shartnomasini eslatdim. Unda har ikki mamlakat ko'p tomonli aloqalarni rivojlantirishni va'da qilgan. Xavfsizlik, savdo, islohotlar, ekologiya, ta'lim, yonilg'i va hokazo.
And so whether it's Democrats or Republicans, whether it's a previous administration, this administration.
AQShda respublikachilar hukmronmi, demokratlarmi, bu hukumatmi, kelgusi hukumatmi, kim bo'lishidan qat'iy nazar, ana shu maqsadlar yo'lida harakat qilishimizga shubham yo'q. Fikrimcha, yangi kongress bilan hatto 2009-yilda Oq uyga yangi boshqaruv kelganida ham bu siyosat o'zgarmaydi.
So I don't think that'll change with the change in Congress. In fact, I don't think it'll change when a new administration takes office in 2009.
O'zbekistonda islohotlar qanchalik zarur ekani bo'yicha demokratlar ham, respublikachilar ham bir fikrga ega deydi AQShning Markaziy Osiyo masalalari bo'yicha bosh diplomati muovini Evan Feigenbaum. Shunaqa gaplar nasiba.
Suhbat tafsilotlari uchun sizga katta rahmat, Navbahor. Aziz tinglovchi, Evan Feigenbaum bilan muloqotni internetda ham amerikaovozi.com sahifasida o'qish va tinglash mumkin. Shuningdek, haftalik teledasturimizda tomosha qiling. Qo'shimcha ma'lumotlar, jumladan ko'rsatuv vaqti va kanallar haqida ham internetda amerikaovozi.com sahifasida bilib olasiz. Siz Amerika Ovozi radiosini tinglayapsiz.